Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? What?
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
At the Movies on BFM 89.9.
No, was pretty much all I was saying throughout this entire film, Ian. I'm Umar Phagan alongside Ian McNally, and we're talking today about Annabelle Creation, which is the fourth movie in what is now called the Conjuring Universe.
God, I hate that.
You know, I hated it too, until I saw this film and thought to myself, hey, the James Wan guys made some pretty good movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in the cinema by myself. I missed the press screening, and I went to see an early morning showing of Annabelle Creation.
Mm-hmm.
There was no one else in the screen, and I was literally shouting at the screen. I was just like, nope, stop it. And then I was cursing. This is a terrifying movie.
It is, but you've watched all the other ones, right?
I have.
I've seen them in the wrong order.
Oh, okay. So because I've seen them in the order in which they were released. Not all in the cinema, though. The first Annabelle movie I saw on TV. I think it was on Astro or something.
The first Annabelle. I saw Annabelle, then I saw The Conjuring 2, then I've seen this one.
Okay.
I still haven't seen all of the first Conjuring. Because it came out with just like, oh, it's another horror movie. I didn't know at the time it was actually really good.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah. So James Wan kind of conceived this universe, if you will. And the original Conjuring movie was with Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga. And you know what? I think that's probably the reason why I like those movies so much. Because the both of them have great chemistry as Ed and Lorraine Warren.
They're a great grounding element for those. And the second one has this kind of additional piece, which is that she has a vision he's going to die in the next case.
Exactly.
He just want to take it. So that's always in the background. And I think it needs that. Annabelle's like in the beginning of the first movie at all, right? She's only just like, it's not even in it.
No.
It's just his doll.
Yeah, that's it. Here's a doll. And then they kind of spun that off into its own little mythology.
Yeah.
This one kind of takes you back even further because it's an origin story, and it has Anthony LaPaglia and Miranda Otto playing the Mullins, who lose their daughter in this tragic accident, the very first opening sequence of the film.
That's no number one.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then, of course, he is a doll maker, the guy who actually created that hideous Annabelle doll, and screw that guy.
Cut to 12 years later, and an orphanage full of girls, or a small orphanage full of girls, is moving in because they have a big house and they can let it out.
Correct.
And strange things start to go bump in the night.
Exactly. And it stars Lulu Wilson from Ouija. Mm. She was the kid in Ouija well. She plays Linda.
I was wondering where I saw her. And Janice is Talitha Bateman, who I haven't seen anything before.
I haven't, but she's fantastic too. And so this movie gave me everything I want from a horror film, because a lot of the time with a lot of these horror movies, I don't necessarily care for the exposition.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always, oh, a demon, I made a deal with the devil, la-di-la-di-la-di, blah, blah, blah.
Especially if you've seen Annabelle.
Yeah, it's the same kind of expositionary bit.
Yeah.
So for me, what I'm looking for in a horror film is if all of the points leading up to that scare the bejesus out of me, job well done.
Yeah.
And this movie kept going, man. That third act, at least the last 20 minutes of it, was just nonstop.
That was great. I was bored during the first third. I had a problem with this movie to start with. I didn't think I enjoyed it quite as much as you because maybe because I had a cold. I don't know. But when I walked in there, I was like, right, we know who Annabelle is. She's been on the LRT, you know? People know what she is. Let's get to it. We get so much of a tease for like the second quarter of this movie, or there's a good, it felt like, let's just get to the scares. And it didn't...
It takes a long time to get to the
stairs. It takes a long time. There's one point where someone just says, what do you want? And it's like, the answer is your soul. From that point onwards, then it takes off. But I don't think... We all know who Annabelle is. We don't need to waste this time doing this. The other thing is, like, some of the acting is very horror movie. Anthony, why is... What's going on with Anthony LaPaglia?
I don't know.
But in this, it's like, act like you're in a horror movie. Miranda Otto's character, even though she's creepier in her outlook for reasons that we won't go into... She's more relatable and more understandable. And she's like, yeah, we want girls to come into the house. Andy LaPaglia is like, he's not against the girls coming to the house. He's not kind of warm to them coming to the house. He's being creepy horror movie gardener guy. You know, that guy outside who looks at you weird or whatever. Or, you know, the guy from the gas station from Cabin in the Woods.
So you know how I looked at that? I looked at that as a guy who for 12 years, everything has gone wrong and he's just tired.
Mm.
That's because in the beginning of the film, when we see him... And we see little B, their daughter, who's like 7.5. And we see Miranda Otto. They seem genuinely happy as a family. They're going to church. They're playing and frolicking in the house. And you know, it's just a setup for all things to go badly.
Horribly wrong.
Horribly wrong. And then when we pick up 12 years later, he is a broken man.
Yeah. But there's a point where he lingers in a doorway with a hammer for far too long, staring. And it's not like if he had done just a little kind of look at the hammer and go, sorry, girls, you know, that would have been understandable. But as it is, he just turns and walks away.
So what do you look for in a horror movie, though?
I look for the scares. And I enjoyed the second one. Not the second one. I'm confused with this universe. I enjoyed Annabelle because it was like they were taking steps to avoid the normal horror tropes. It's like something nasty happened next door, move away. The doll seems to be pretty weird. Get rid of it. These things keep coming back to them despite these things. But once they got to the horror scares, and what really blew me away about the previous one was you see the demon full screen standing there in a scene in the basement. And I was like, this was not what I was expecting. I mean, I do like the fact that the doll doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
The doll is just a conduit. So it doesn't like move its head or its eyes.
It's not Chucky.
No, it's not. It just sits there and everything else goes wrong around it. The problem with the previous one was once that big reveal was done, it kind of let the gas off a bit. This one, once the gas goes on, it's great from that point onwards. And there's a gaping hole in the wall and a gaping mystery kind of left at what the hell happened here. Because I'd forgotten how the second movie began and that kind of ties in. That ties in nicely. I like that. I keep referring to Annabelle as a second movie, sorry. But just getting there, I was getting bored. And so by the time that kind of happened, I was a little bit lost by the movie. Not lost, but the movie had kind of lost me or my engagement.
Interesting. So while I agree with the notion that the first act was a little extended and it did feel very, very long, I think it was an interesting setup. I didn't mind it so much because I kind of connected with the characters. So I think that's one thing James Wan does very well in... I mean, he didn't necessarily write or direct this film, but he's kind of a supervising producer on this universe. But there's one thing that all four of these movies have in common, even with The Conjuring 2. It takes a long time for you to see Valak, right? The nun, the evil nun, the demon nun, right? And in that period, you actually see characters develop really, really well.
Yeah.
And because of that, I was kind of following the story. And what I liked was throughout that first act, I couldn't figure out whose movie this was.
Oh.
And by that, I meant I didn't know who was going to live or die. I didn't know who was going to be the central point of this film. And it changes a lot because there are moments when it's the dad's movie. There are moments when it's Linda's movie. Lulu Wilson's movie.
Yeah.
There are also moments when it's Janice's movie and sister, I can't remember the nun's name, who's with
not
them.
Not Rosario Dawson.
Not... Yes, when it's if it's not Rosario Dawson's movie, right?
But it's never Carol's movie. Screw you, Carol.
And you know, that's the thing. I thought that kind of stuff was really, really good, and I thought the scripting was quite tight. In that, you know, by this point, we're pretty aware of every piece of foreshadowing that'll take place in a horror film.
Yeah, and I mean, it's an Annabelle movie. Once that doll is on screen, things should go downhill very rapidly. I think that was just like, that should have happened a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Another thing that I think kind of ruined this for me, and thankfully because of my cold, I kind of forgot about it. There's two trailers for this movie. If you plan on going to see this movie, don't see the second trailer.
So I've only seen like a 1 minute tease with Miranda Otto walking into a room and then you hear a breaking sound, right? Yeah. I mean, that's all I've seen. So I went in cold.
Because the second one teases what happens with one of the characters. And I was like, that would have been a great twist. I think I was telling you about this before. It would have been an absolutely fantastic twist for me. Now, luckily, I'd forgotten it, but I knew that something was going to happen to one of a subset of characters from this movie. So as a result, maybe that also took me out of it. But I still thought, I don't want to spend any more time in the garden. Or how many nights? It was like 3 or 4 nights getting up in the middle of the night with this locked room that suddenly unlocks itself and messing around with these ancient toys. I'm like, night one, don't do this. Yeah, I
mean,
I felt that the previous movie had done better with regards to those horror tropes. When the one of the girls goes to the nun and she's trying to explain the things and she said, oh, I sinned. I went into the unlocked room. It's like, well, it doesn't matter why you did it. You still sinned. And it's like, let her get to the point about the haunted doll and the terrifying monsters and the demons that's going to come and destroy you all. How about listening to the kids for once?
You know, I think that seems to be the standard problem with all of these modern horror flicks, right? In that the suspension of disbelief always leads down the same path, which is, hey, if you've had a demon in your house for 12 years, maybe you want to leave. Yeah. Maybe you want to move to a different state.
And they did that in Annabelle, and it's the doll turned up again.
Ding, that's, ding, ding.
That's what's great. So, like, you can empathize more with those characters. Otherwise, we've been through the Scream revolution. We've been through, like, you know, the Blumhouse coming back with horror movies. You have to, again, we say this in relation to other movies, you have to stand on what's gone before. You can't just get away with doing an overdrive where you try and do a movie that doesn't acknowledge that the genre has moved on. And I felt that this, it's Annabelle. Get straight into that and then get the scares going and then do something completely unexpected.
That being said, those scares scared the crap out of me.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good scares. So I think this movie's going to do really well.
I think it is. It's going to do well. I mean, The Conjuring 2 did quite well as well, right?
Yeah, so I got numbers for you, my friend. The Conjuring was made for $20 million.
Yeah.
Annabelle was made for $6.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Conjuring 2 was $40 million. And this movie, Annabelle Creation, was $15 million, right? Those are the costs. Now, excluding Annabelle Creation,
yep,
the total takings for the last three movies is $896 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So if you include the cost of Annabelle Creation, it's already made over 10 times what it cost to make.
Yeah.
And so these movies, I mean, when you think about it that way, it's probably the most successful universe outside of the MCU.
Yeah.
The Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I think they've got a ton more stories to tell. I just hope they tell it as well. I hope these stories scare me as much as this one did.
This universe will continue. Did you say after the credits?
I did.
There is, because there's a point where it's like, oh, who's this in this picture that you can't barely see? And it's like, this feels like, for me, the reason why I stopped watching a lot of horror movies, because it was just like, you're doing the same tropes, you're doing the same jump scares. I want to see something new. I enjoyed The Conjuring 2. I'm trying to think what the other recent horror movie was that really blew me away. But, like, I'm a big fan of The Ring and those movies. And when they came out, they flipped the genre on their head. And these days, it's like, if I'm going to go see a horror movie, it's got to be one that's going to really flip me out.
I have a much lower bar for horror movies in that I don't have any expectation. It's very rare that I know I'm going to get something like a Get Out.
Yeah.
So for the most part, when I go to see these movies, I want at least 2 hours of terror.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go home and be happy with that. And that's pretty much all I expect. And this movie, for those reasons, deliver in droves.
Mm.
The terror bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I was just shouting at the screen.
You're going to be having nightmares tonight,
aren't you? Just shouting at the screen. That's what I was doing. I was literally shouting at the screen. I mean, go check out Annabelle Creation if you're into that sort of thing.
Hmm.
Maybe don't watch it at night.
Don't watch it on your own.
Don't watch it on your own. Take friends. It's showing in cinemas all over right now. Let us know what you think when you see the movie. I'm on at Umar Pagan.
I'm on at McNasty Prime.
You can also follow us on our Facebook page at The Movies MY. Talk to us there. We'll post up this podcast. Let us know what you think about this movie as well as the other three Conjuring movies. If it was your bag, and are you looking forward to an actual universe of Conjuring movies? I, for one, am, actually. Mm. And I'm interested to see where James Wan and his crew take these stories. So,
well, hopefully after The Nun, hopefully they'll do another Conjuring one. Because I think it's nice. The what's the name of the family?
Warrens.
The Warrens. That is a very nice grounding kind of thing to have and to build your anthology around. And I think having one with them ever so often reminds us of why we want to watch these.
Yes. Patrick Wilson, Vera Farmiga, they're gold in those movies because they're kind of... they're kind of terrified of demons, but at the same time, they're badasses and they can take them on. And exactly. That's what you want,
yeah,
right?
They're not the ones who are like, oh, I'm going to run upstairs. They're like, no, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm going to get my Bible and my holy water, and I'm going to get some. I'm going to draw a circle of salt. You know, they've got some ideas.
Yeah. Annabelle Creation is in cinemas right now. Go check it out. You've been listening to At the Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for $2.99 subs. How would you like it?
I'll take Drill Sergeant, please.
You got it.
All right, now listen up. I want each and every one of you to drop and give me a 6-inch meatball marinara, cold cut combo, veggie delight, or black forest ham on your choice of bread with any veggies you want for just $2.99 each.
Sir, yes, sir!
Subway! Make it what you want at participating restaurants. Additional charge for extras plus applicable tax. No additional discounts or coupons may be applied.